There is no question that those words are incompatible with slavery, and he knew it. Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Joseph J. Ellis told Newsweek, Washington is the only one of the Virginia aristocracy during the Revolutionary era to actually free his slaves. He freed them in his will, Ellis, who has written several books on the Founding Fathers, including American Sphinx, the character of Thomas Jefferson and His Excellency, George Washington. Jefferson is complicated because he straddles the racial divide. He was a slave owner in Monticello. He never freed his slaves, but he was also the author of those magic words of American history. He straddles the racial divide in a way that nobody else does because he is spokesman for the values that are central to the liberal tradition in American history. But also, he believed, black people are inferior and they can never become equal. Jefferson publicly opposed slavery, referring to it as a moral depravity and a hideous blot, yet over the course of his life, he enslaved more than 600 people, according to the Thomas Jefferson Foundation. He also embraced eugenics, writing about how he believed black people to be inferior to white people. In Notes on the State of Virginia, Jefferson told a friend, a French duke, in a letter that he believed the only way slaves could be emancipated is if it was done all at once, and they were then all expelled to a far-off land. That view, the Duke wrote, was based on Jefferson's conviction of the certain danger of seeing blood mixed without means of preventing it. Yet Jefferson also fathered several children with one of his slaves, a mixed-race woman named Sally Hemings, and those children were also his property. Hemings became Mr. Jefferson's concubine, according to her son, Madison, when she accompanied the family on a trip to France in the 1780s. While pregnant at 16, she refused to return to America and only did so after negotiating freedom for her future children.